Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Each year, a shocking number of young athletes die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many athletes and parents have no idea that most preseason physicals don't provide adequate testing for possible heart problems. Our KNX Hero of the Week is changing that, one screening at a time.
Every 3 days, a high school athlete in America dies from sudden cardiac arrest. The numbers are simply alarming.
Cardiac arrest is the number one killer in the United States. It claims the lives of over 350,000 individuals each year, meaning that over 1,000 people die every day from sudden cardiac arrest.
In fact, according to the Cleveland Clinic, that's more than firearms, car accidents, breast cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's combined.
More often than not, they're preventable tragedies. They're dying because no one's aware that they have an underlying heart condition. And so then they're participating in sport, and that, you know, extra stress placed on the heart is what's causing the problem and why you will continually hear about these athletes dying on the playing field. It's devastating enough just to contemplate those numbers, but when you consider that their lives could have been saved through a simple screening, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
While pushing through her own journey with a genetic heart condition, Holly Morrell started Heartfelt Cardiac Projects. It's based in Laguna Beach and provides cardiac screenings for young athletes across California.
There is no standardized protocol in this country because this sort of screening process isn't generally available to the public, at least without it creating an enormous financial burden for families. So Heartfelt goes into community-based venues, primarily schools, and we actually offer the two best tools for detection, which is the electrocardiogram and the echocardiogram. And it's, conservatively speaking, about $1,500 worth of comprehensive cardiac evaluation that we offer for a small donation.
Dana Hills High School tennis player Ali Aga says her life changed forever after a Heartfelt screening at her school.
They gave us a phone call and said that I need to go to the hospital right away. So we drove to the hospital and I went in for more testing there. And then I was diagnosed by the doctor with WVW.
It's a heart condition that has already required two surgeries. The 15-year-old says Heartfelt may have saved her life.
Especially because there's no symptoms of the disease. So if I hadn't been screened, I would have never known.
And Ali's mother, Tina, says she was floored when the diagnosis was made.
Absolutely, utterly shocking to say that your kid has a heart problem and there's not one symptom.
As a parent, Tina presses that having an affordable way to get screened is so important for many families.
It's so critical, and I am a big proponent to tell as many people as I can because I know so many parents with athletes, and every parent that I spoke to was like, if I would have known that my kid's heart was never checked, I would have absolutely went and had screening. For Heartfelt to be out there and go around to all these schools and be there the same day they're doing their athletic testing is so critical, and I think it should be mandatory for all schools. Thank goodness she's out there, because if Holly wasn't out there or Heartfelt, I don't know where we would go to have this done that isn't required by a cardiologist in a hospital. It's the most amazing thing you can do for your child.
One of the biggest hurdles right now when it comes to preventing a heart-related tragedy is understanding the difference between sudden cardiac arrest and a heart attack. Holly explained it to me.
Heart attack, in very simplistic terms, is like a plumbing problem, some sort of blockage. Cardiac arrest, on the other hand, is an electrical issue. So once that heart goes into a potentially deadly rhythm, a life can't be saved without immediate access to defibrillation, which is paddles.
I believe that's why the public doesn't understand that otherwise seemingly young, healthy, active individuals can be at risk because they're thinking of heart attack. You know, they're thinking of the older man that's been smoking and drinking most of his life, and they, you know, just don't understand that their kids can be at risk because they're thinking of heart attack. Lifestyle is not going to protect you from cardiac arrest.
athletes, and that's why you hear about professional athletes, Olympic athletes, high school athletes dying on the playing field.
Gina Gorell of Riverside lost her son Austin to sudden cardiac arrest while he was in college. After his death, Gina connected with Holly and began volunteering at screening events in Southern California. Gina was urged by the staff at Heartfelt to get a screening done herself, and that's when she found out that she had a heart issue as well. She now has a pacemaker.
It literally saved my life because I had no symptoms at all, and if it wasn't for Holly pushing me to go and run the test just like we were doing on those kids all day, I don't even know if I'd be here today. So she literally saved my life.
Gina says sharing her son's story and saving others from a similar tragedy has become her mission.
Based on what has happened to me, I just want every child to be screened, and I want to do what I can to get the word out to, you know, help Holly out in any way I can. Because saving one life is enough for me, because the heartache is just unbearable at times.
Orange County philanthropist Karen Armstrong has worked alongside Holly throughout her career, and she says Holly's passion to help others is inspirational.
On so many levels. When I think about Holly, I think about a warrior woman who does above and beyond what anyone has expected that she could do, and even that she herself probably imagined that she would do. And that gives me the inspiration I need to keep going.
Holly Morrell and her work at Heartfelt has prevented heartbreak for so many people. And that's why we are recognizing Holly as our KNX Hero of the Week.
Oh, Heather, thank you. It's obviously so incredibly meaningful to me. I do believe that my own life was saved so that I could spare others the grief of losing a loved one. And I absolutely view it as a privilege to be able to do the work that I do through my Heartfelt efforts.
KNX Heroes is presented by California Resources Corporation, saluting our military veterans and all of our heroes. Be sure to nominate your own hero online at KNX1070.com. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX 1070 News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.